Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm very excited about introducing you to a friend of mine, ladies and gentlemen. Amy Saunders is here. Amy's been a friend of mine for a while. She is vice president of Bay Hill Club. She is on a number of boards of St. Vincent's College, the Fred Rogers Advisory Board. She's involved in a number of other businesses, but one of the things that she's involved in that I really admire her for and love being part of is a group of hospitals in Orlando that you've heard me talk about many times before, and I want her to join us and talk about not only the hospitals, but the namesakes of these hospitals. Amy Saunders, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Jim. I'm delighted to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Amy, your mother was Winnie Palmer, and she is the namesake of a relatively new hospital in Orlando, part of the Orlando Health group, and the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies. Now, we're going to talk about the hospitals in a minute, but before we go any further, I want you to tell my audience about your mother.
Well, gosh. My mother was obviously first and foremost a dedicated parent, but she also juggled many balls by being, an incredible person to the community that she lived in and a support to my father and during his career. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the demands were great with his golf and the travel that came with that, and then raising a family on top of that, particularly because it all came at the height of his career. I think that it was an absolute selfless act that she was performing all the time.
Well,
little time for herself.
Well, and you know, folks, obviously you figured out that Amy is the daughter of Arnold Palmer, and Winnie was the wife of Arnold Palmer, and your mother passed away about 8 or 9 years ago? I've forgotten exactly.
Oh, it's been 11 years. Actually,
11 years,
Jim.
And so. The thing that I thought of as you were just describing your mother, Amy, was what someone once said about Ginger Rogers. You know the story, right? Where everybody always talks about what a great dancer Fred Astaire was, but they didn't often say, you know, people were always needed to be reminded that Ginger Rogers made every step he made backwards and in heels, right?
Exactly.
So as you were describing all the balls that your mother was juggling, all the plates she was spinning to make everything come out right, so that Arnold could be happy on the golf course and win more tournaments, and the children could be raised up to be the well-adjusted people that you guys became and to be successful in life, and then also this community thing, that's major backwards and in heels, isn't it?
Yes, it certainly is. Yes, you're right, and she really did. In addition to to all of that, she was so involved in the community and in mentoring to so many people and relationships.
When you say community, we should make that plural, shouldn't we? Communities.
Yes, exactly.
Because she had more than one stake. She had stakes in more than one community, didn't she?
She did, and she certainly embraced them equally and with just as much dedication.
And folks, this is the spirit. This is the theme. This is the attitude that they have at the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies. This was a vision your mother had too, isn't it? This hospital.
Absolutely, and I think
tell us about that.
This is where you really do capture the spirit of both my mother and father, but my mother in the Winnie Palmer Hospital that she was named, after her death,
mm-hmm.
Was truly because they did feel the spirit of her, the presence that she had there, the relationships that she forged, truly resonates in so many of the people that have been there for the duration of the hospital's existence. And well, I think that's what is the most interesting part of it, Jim, is that the people that she had such relationships with are still there, and you absolutely, the atmosphere and the, you know, the caring is contagious.
Well, as you know, I've been to the hospitals many times and I know a bunch of the folks there. And what struck me, Amy, was that what you just said was, you know, the first hospital that was named for Arnold. And, yes. And his name is overarching in all of the work that they do there. But this one hospital is a beautiful, magnificent property, ladies and gentlemen, and the work that they do is amazing. But when I, as I went through the whole complex, even before that building was finished, I kept seeing these pictures of your mother with the people there. And of course Arnold was around there too, but I mean your mother was there was all these pictures of just her with the people in the hospitals. And I started getting the idea that, you know what, this hospital is called the Arnold Palmer Hospital. That was before the Winnie Palmer Hospital was built. It's named after Arnold, but Winnie's got her handprints, her fingerprints all over this thing.
Yes, she definitely she did his work. He had a vision. And he was a visionary, and my mother was the one that, you know, executed. And she was very personally engaged in every part of it. And, you know, and they both continued to be throughout, you know, after the Arnold Palmer Hospital opened, and then years later, the Winnie Palmer Hospital. And she was truly dedicated to what
she... Your dad continues to be, and you continue to take on that mantle as well. Folks, why should you care about these hospitals? Because these hospitals are in Orlando, and millions of Americans come to Orlando, and sometimes many of them need medical care. People from all over the world come to Orlando, and they need medical care, either for their children, for a lot of different reasons. These hospitals, and this is one of the mandates of Arnold and Winnie, and that's that nobody gets turned away because they can't pay. And that's one of the reasons why I'm glad to tell you about these hospitals, and one of the reasons why my wife and I personally contribute to these hospitals every year for the good work that they do. And in the next segment, we're going to talk more about that. But, Amy, is there a website you can give us quickly, please?
Oh, the website, if you just go to the Arnold Palmer Hospital, you can navigate through.
And yeah, and you can donate right there, Arnold Palmer Hospitals, and you can leave a donation there, folks. They'll take your credit card. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.